Blog Talk Radio.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. There is nobody like him. Amen. Nobody like our God. Amen. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just to add on to that description. Amen. The song says, searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Nobody. Amen. Like our God. Amen. We want to say tonight, welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We welcome you, each and every one of you, on tonight to the broadcast. We're so grateful that you have, amen, come to be with us on tonight. Again, we say welcome from wherever you're calling from, wherever you're listening from. We just want to say welcome tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you, each and every one. Amen. We trust and believe that you had a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We pray, amen, that the peace of God, glory to God, has, amen, and encompassed you. Amen. All about you. Glory be to God. We pray on tonight, amen, Jesus, that you have come to this broadcast ready, 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 ready to see what the Lord will say on tonight. Amen. We're excited. Certainly we're excited here. We thank God for you for coming to join us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. We thank you on tonight. It's a blessing to be here. Amen. It is certainly a blessing to be here, and we do thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God for wherever you're listening from. Amen. We're broadcasting in 48 countries now. Amen. Every country, amen, that's represented tonight or tomorrow or whenever you're listening, we just want to say thank you for joining. We appreciate you joining. Appreciate you coming to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Truly, he's doing some great things on this line, and we are indeed grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded broadcast, and you certainly can get a copy of the broadcast sent directly to you if you're not able to access it via our PNN Facebook page, or if you're not able to get to it via the web, Prayer News Network Global, amen, or via podcast. Just let us know, and we'll certainly download it and send it to you directly to your phone, and or we can send it to you via Messenger. We are grateful. We're indeed grateful to the Lord for all that he's doing. We thank the Lord, amen, truly, because he's doing such an awesome work right here, right before our eyes, and we are so very grateful for that, people of God, amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful for the great things that he is doing, amen. Glory to God, again, as we say, amen. I'm excited. We pray that you are too. We pray that you are intentional for coming. Amen. Intentional in your coming to the line. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but truly my soul has been fed. Amen. I thank God for the consecration. Glory to God. So as we decrease, amen, glory to God, and we're getting in our word and we were praying, amen, surely the Lord has increased us, amen, increased us in our faith, increased us, amen, in our strength spiritually, amen, increased us knowledge, amen, and wisdom, glory to God, amen, just fortified us, amen, as the scripture says, being formed in us, amen, glory to God. So I don't know about you, people of God, but I just feel God stretching out in me. I feel him stretching out in me, people of God. And I am indeed grateful for it. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for our leaders on tonight, each and every one of them, giving God thanks and praise. Amen, Jesus, for our chief apostle, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking him for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thanking him tonight, amen, for the women of God that stand by their side, amen, in the body of Christ, amen. Thanking God for our founding mother on tonight, amen, Mother Carrie James. Glory to God for each and everyone in their prospective places. Just giving God thanks and praise, amen, because, amen, the Lord has set the body as he will. And so we just give God thanks and we just give God praise. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them, giving them thanks, giving them praise. Glory to God again because the Lord has said it as he will. Amen. For a work in particular. And we thank the Lord for it. Thanking them tonight for our prayer warriors, our PNN prayer warriors. Amen. Each and every one of them. Amen. Just thanking God for you. Thank God for you, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for each and every one of you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We are indeed excited tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're excited tonight, people of God, as we, amen, stated before. Amen, Jesus. We will be taking two testimonies tonight. Amen. We will be taking two testimonies tonight. Amen. If you have a testimony, amen, that you would care to bring forth or you want to share, Amen, Jesus. I don't know about you, but when testimonies come forth, we can glean from them. Amen. And we come to understand that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. We may not be going through the same test. Amen. Or the same trial. But nevertheless, the test is a test and the trial is a trial. Amen. And guess what, people of God? Triumph is triumph. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for triumph. We thank God for victory. Glory to God. Amen. Your test may not be as severe or may not be, amen, Jesus, the duration, as long as my test or my trial or yours, vice versa. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, victory is victory. Amen. So we listen at testimonies and we're able to be blessed and able to be encouraged, amen, by what the Lord has done. Amen. And in that, amen, Jesus, it feeds our spirit. Amen. So we will be taking a testimony, two testimonies on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And we will certainly as well, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we are endeavoring not to hold you long, people of God, but we certainly want you to get all that you, hallelujah. We want you to get all that you can from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Get all that you can, people of God. Listen. Amen, Jesus. And don't be a forgetful listener. Glory to God. That's why you write it down. Amen. When you write it down, glory to God, I forgot what the stats are, but you remember it just that much more. Amen. Because your brain is looking at it. Amen. And it's able to hear what's being said, and you're looking at what's being said, which increases the probability of you remembering. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we will be rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we're not going to hold you long, but we want to give space for our testimonies as well. Amen. So if you got a testimony on tonight, amen, Jesus, we want you to come forth. As we said, we cannot pack it all in one night, but we want to give everybody an opportunity. Amen. So we're just shifting, amen, our format. Glory to God. Amen. Shifting our format, amen, a bit so that we can get duration of testimonies to come forth and tell what the Lord has done. Brag on him. Brag on him. Amen. Brag on him. Glory be to God and tell what he has done. Amen. Listen, get excited. Glory to God. We got to get excited about our God. We got to get excited about our victories. Listen, when you go through things and when God does something for you, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but it makes me excited. Glory to God. When you excited, I'm excited. Amen. Glory be to God. And it increases our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, I want you to go ahead and text a couple of people and let them know that we are here. Amen. Let them know that we are here. Glory be to God. Let them know that we are here. Invite them to come in. Amen. Glory be to God. You've heard the testimonies. Amen. About how, amen, I have been persistent in my texting. Amen. Glory be to God. Persistence, persistence, persistence. Amen. Well, guess what, people of God? When I'm hosting, I can't text. So that means you have to text. Amen. Glory to God. That means now you got to pick up the torch and text somebody. Amen. And text and text and text and continue to text. Amen. To get them to come and be a part of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm leaving it in your hands now. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But nevertheless, when I'm not broadcasting, guess what I'm doing? I'm texting. Amen. Reminding people that we're here. And people are so grateful. They're so grateful. Amen. For the reminder. Amen. So please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and text somebody. Invite them to come in to the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of you. Glory to God. We want to go ahead and move expeditiously. Amen. And get on out of the way. Amen, Jesus. We're going to sanctify our line. And after we sanctify our line, we're going to have a scripture. Amen. Scripture reading. Glory be to God by Sister Mary Hollings. Amen. And then right after that, we're going to
the recording has started.
Amen. Jesus, glory to God. So get your hearts ready. Get your minds ready. Amen. Again, we get your testimonies ready. Glory be to God. We're going to move right on. Amen. In the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, amen, bring your hearts and your minds in, people of God. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer tonight. Glory to God. Let us have a word of prayer. Amen. On tonight to sanctify. Amen. To sanctify the line, because we can't go before God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus. But by faith we come. Amen. That he might cleanse us and purify us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving on tonight and into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Let us be thankful unto him. Hallelujah. And come on and let's bless his name. Glory to God. Come on and bless his name. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Glory to God. Let us enter in with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you for one more day, for another chance, another opportunity. Glory to God that we can come before your throne of grace. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God for being our high tower. We're thanking you on tonight for being our hiding place. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're thanking you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for there is none like you. There is none like you, glory to God, throughout all the earth. And we come tonight to give you praise. We come tonight, glory to God, to shower you, glory to God, with the fruit of our lips. We come on tonight, glory to God, for how great you are. For you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. And we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to thank you. It wouldn't be enough to praise you. Glory to God. In humble adoration, we come. We come on tonight. Glory to God. We come on tonight. Glory to God. We're asking your glory. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us. Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one that has assembled, glory to God, on this line, that has assembled, glory to God, in this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, all over the world. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We come, glory to God, humbly unto you, Father, asking on tonight. Father, asking that you will look upon us and forgive us tonight. Father, forgive us of any sin. Forgive us on tonight of any iniquity, oh God. Forgive us of anything and everything that we've done wrong. Forgive us on tonight. Forgive us on tonight. Father, cleanse us and purge us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, purge us and sanctify us. Sanctify us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this night. We're asking, Father Asha, we're asking that you have created us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Sanctify us tonight, oh God. Sanctify us by thy truth. Sanctify us by thy word on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you desire truth on the inside, truth on the very inside, oh God, in the inward parts. Father, you desire truth. Father, on tonight, glory to God. Father, go into the recesses of our minds. Go way down, glory to God, within our hearts on tonight. Father, circumcise and cut away everything, everything that's not like you, oh God. We're asking that you are cutting away in the precious name of Jesus. Father, make us pure. Make us righteous on tonight. Make us holy on tonight, oh God. A people called by your name in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon us tonight. Father, make us and mold us after thine own will. Make us and mold us, oh God, meet for your use in the precious name of Jesus. Father, take away the wood. Take away the stubble out tonight. Father, send forth your fire, the fire of your anointing. And Father, sanctify tonight. Sanctify our minds. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify, oh God. Sanctify and cleanse our spirit on tonight. God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, every coming away. Father, we're asking you to sanctify. Father, send up your fire and purify us tonight. Father, send up your fire and deliver us tonight. Father, deliver us. Deliver us unto righteousness. Deliver us unto holiness. Father, deliver us tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, glory. Father, glory to your name. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it again in the precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, fill tonight. Oh, God, fill tonight. Fill with your precious Holy Ghost in the precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, breathe upon us again according to your word. Move upon your people in the name of Jesus. Father, do it on tonight. Father, do it again on tonight in the precious name. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, somebody tonight. Oh, glory to God. Somebody need to be filled. Somebody need to be refilled. Father, do it tonight. Let us not come to this line. Let us not come in vain. Oh, God, but tonight. Oh, God, tonight, tonight. Father, by thy fire and thy yeshiva and thy anointing. Father, do it tonight. Oh, God, give us an encounter. Give us an encounter, oh, God, in thy precious name. Father, do it tonight. Father, meet every desire of tonight. Father, you would that we be saved and that we would not be lost in that precious name, oh, God. Father, make us ready. Father, make us ready in this hour. Make us ready, oh, God, kingdom saints, walking in power, walking in authority, in the name of Jesus. Father, deliver us, oh, God. Father, deliver us. Father, deliver tonight. Hey, woo, God, deliver, deliver, deliver. Hey, Father, deliver. Glory to God all over this land. Father, those that are seeking after you with the whole heart on tonight, with the whole heart on tonight. Father, meet us, your people, oh, God, at the point of need. Father, for you know what we have need of. You know what we have need of. Father, we're asking that you will move for your people. Oh, glory to God. Meet, oh, God, every need, every desire. Father, but we're looking unto you, for you are our help. We're looking unto you, glory to God, that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. We're looking unto you, glory to God. We're looking unto you, glory, God. Hayakeva, in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to move tonight. Move tonight, oh God. Move, oh God, not only in us, move in circumstances and situations. Glory to God. Move by thy spirit on tonight. Father, move, glory to God. Move on tonight, Ellen of Osiah. Father, move on tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, somebody's in trouble tonight. Well, Father, we're asking that you would move. Move, glory to God. Move against the hand of the enemy. Move against the will of the enemy of our lives. Ye son of Messiah. Father, move Messiah in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, and we cancel tonight. We cancel every contract of the enemy. We cancel every plan of the enemy tonight. We take the thought the signs of God in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we declare your will. We declare your will in the earth. We declare your will. Hey God. Yes, Messiah. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, move tonight. Father, move tonight. Move for your young people. Move tonight. Glory to God. Move. Hey God, for your young people tonight. Move, oh God, generation to generation. Father, move by God's spirit. Move, glory to God. Move upon your young people. Move, oh God, for there is a seed. There is an election according to grace of tonight that are seeking you with the whole heart, that are seeking you with the whole mind, that are seeking you with the full understanding. Father, do it tonight for your people. Father, do it tonight for your people. Glory to God. And Father, move upon this line. Move upon this. Father, move upon this line. There are those, glory to of God, that are seeking you. Oh, God, that wants you first. What they were first saved, what they first believe. There are those that are seeking you, oh, God, seeking you for an encounter, seeking you for a move. Oh, God, do it tonight. Oh, glory and Messiah. Father, take us back, oh, God, not to the point that we believe, but, Father, take us back to the point, oh, God, of when you created us, oh, God, in the very foundation of the earth. Take us back, glory to God, that place that you would have us to be, that place, oh, God, of pureness, that place. Glory to God. We're not, hey, God. Hey, God, one with you. Take us back to that place. Oh, God, there that I'm Messiah. Oh, God, that place, that place, that place in you. That place in you. Oh, God, before the foundation of the earth. Take us there. Oh, God, in that precious name of Jesus. And, Father, deliver us, oh, God. Deliver us from ourselves. Father, for should we stand in the way? Should our will stand in the way? Father, take us back, for we yield unto you, and we say, have your way. Move tonight in circumstances. Move in situations. Move, glory to God, rectify. Oh, God, and cause every crooked place to be straight. Father, move tonight for the sick. Move tonight for the shut-in. Move tonight for the hung down of it. Move tonight. Oh, God, in those that need strength in this hour. Move tonight, oh, God, for the grieving heart. Father, move as only you can. Move. Hey, glory to God. Move us. Oh, God, move as only you can. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for your holiness. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you. Hey, glory to God, Father, for there's truly none like you. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for every good and perfect gift, oh, God, that comes from you. We're thanking you for every sign and every wonder. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And, Father, we ask that you would sanctify this line. Sanctify. Oh, God, this blind, sanctify this work on tonight. Father, we say, have your way in the midst of us. Have your way. Yeah, glory. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way, oh, God, in every participant. Have your way in the lives, oh, God, even of your speaker tonight. Father, anoint again, oh, God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, touch the hearts and touch the ears, oh, God, of your people. Cause us to hear your voice. Cause us to hear instruction. Cause us to hear direction. Cause us to hear correction in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, and should there be rebuke, God, cause us tonight, oh, God, to receive. Glory be to God in thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we're asking you tonight to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. Glory be to God in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, build us up. Oh, God, help us to eat this word. Help us to eat this word and grow thereby. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. Bless leaders everywhere. Bless leaders everywhere. Father, bless on tonight the body of Christ at large. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor and glory. For these things, we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Every heart on tonight, say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Again, we give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We're thanking him. Amen. Jesus, he is the repairer of the breach. Amen. He can, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mend all the broken places. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Perhaps tonight, amen, someone is brokenhearted on tonight. Glory to God. We want to let you know that he's the mender. Glory to God. He is the mender. He is the balm of Gilead. Glory to God. And Shabbat. Eko shabarabia saya. Gloria moho saha. Gloria moho shihasa. Whoa, shanana mose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's able to mend. He's able to lift up your head. Glory be to God. He's able to lift up your head. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able to do it. He can do it. Glory to God. He's done it for so many of us. Amen. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. And if he's did it for us, he's able to do it for you. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God for every listening ear, every listening heart. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. This night, this night, this night. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, glory be to God, we're going to give way, amen, Jesus, for, amen, our scripture tonight. Amen. Coming from Sister Mary Hollings. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you.
God bless you. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all our listeners near and far. Our scripture tonight will be coming from the second chapter of Hebrews, the first through the 11th verse, the role of Christ in salvation. Therefore, we ought to give the more honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angel was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angel hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angel, thou crowning him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection unto him, he left nothing that is not put unto him. But now we see not yet all things put unto him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angel for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which call he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Blessing to everyone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen. Jesus, amen, exalting us to give earnest heed, a more earnest heed, amen, to the things which we have heard. Amen. Things that we've heard on this line, things that we've heard in church, things that we've heard, amen, testifying of him. Glory to God. People of God, let us give an earnest heed. Amen. Glory be to God, because it's not afar off. Amen, for us to attain it. It's not afar off, glory be to God, amen, but it's nigh thee, amen. It's even so, people of God, in our mouth, amen, glory be to God. So let us give an earnest heed, amen, because the Lord, glory be to God, he's doing a work in each and every one of us, and we don't want to miss, amen, what God is doing. So let us give an earnest heed. Amen, Jesus, let that word come off of that. Amen. Listen, the word is living. Amen. So we want to take this word and let it become us. Amen. Let this word, allow the word to become us. Allow the word to sink way down in our innermost sanctum. Amen. Glory be to God. Our minds will try, amen, Jesus, to make us feel like it's unattainable. But if we receive by spirit, the word will do the work. Amen. Glory to God. And Christ will be formed in us. Amen. And we'll find ourselves, glory be to God, so hidden in him. People of God, so hidden in him. Christ, amen, Jesus, in us. Amen. Glory be to God. Manifesting his power in us. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited tonight. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word on tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, amen. Glory to God. We missed it last night. Amen. But we do want to take two testimonies tonight, glory to God, to tell of the goodness of the Lord, because the Lord did some great, great things, amen, during this consecration, amen, Jesus. And we know we cannot just isolate one night, amen, Jesus. But we just want to take, amen, a couple of testimonies as we go, amen. So anyone tonight, amen, want to tell of the goodness and what the Lord has done, amen. Glory to God. You can press *6 and come over on the broadcast side. Anyone on tonight? Anyone want to testify on tonight? Amen. You can press *6 and come on over. Amen. Glory to God. Come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. Just press *6. Amen. And come on over. Amen. Anyone want to testify and tell her the goodness of the Lord? Amen. And what he has done for you? Amen. During this consecration. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Jesus, glory to God. Well, we're going to move right along. Glory to God. Amen. No one's coming forth. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks yet again on tonight. Amen. Jesus, again, for his love. Thanking him for this outreach ministry. Thanking him for, glory to God. Amen. These days. Amen. They just keep rolling around like seconds. Amen. Glory to God. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus, for, glory to God, all that he's doing in the midst of us, amen, here on this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank him tonight, people of God, amen, and we're going to go right into the word on tonight as we stated, amen, Jesus. We are rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, and we give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory be to God. Amen. We rebroadcasting, amen, Jesus.
All participants are muted.
Giving God thanks, giving God praise, amen, Jesus, for a woman of God that has, amen, been with us, amen, several times, amen, and we just thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless him, amen, for he has sent some awesome speakers our way, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going to Monroeville, Alabama. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. A woman of God, amen, there, who does love the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Has such a mothering spirit. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Coming to us from True Deliverance Outreach Ministries of Monroeville, Alabama. Amen. Some good stuff coming up out of Alabama. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, on tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to be blessed with, amen, our speaker tonight, Pastor Nellie Kidd. Amen. Receive her tonight and receive what the Lord has for you on tonight.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thanks of God. God bless you. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight and give him the glory and the honor tonight. We are happy. Amen. We're just blessed to be in the midst of the people of God one more time. Amen. God bless you. Minister Booker, for such a beautiful presentation. We want to thank the Lord for Minister Bradley tonight. Amen. To all the men and women of God tonight, the house has already been addressed. Amen. We want to say amen. We thank and praise God for Mother Carrie James there. if she's listening tonight, and just want her to know she's always in our spirit. Amen. I need to know God is gracious tonight, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. While I'm thinking about it, I do want to give honor to him tonight. Amen. Just for who he is. I thank and praise God for you, for you inviting me to be on this line with the word of God tonight. So that's the only thing going to bring us out tonight is the word of God. Nothing like the word of God. It's nothing else. It's no other food but the word of God. Amen. So we appreciate the Lord tonight. Just happy to be with you one more time, and amen. We yet alive. We yet, the blood is just running warm in our veins, and we're yet here. We yet can lift up the hands to Jesus and tell him thank you. Amen. Because you can really look at it. Somebody was here on last night in this earth. They not here tonight. So I give God all the praise tonight. I haven't gotten so complacent in him until I can't say thank you, Jesus. I haven't gotten so caught up in myself, amen, that I don't know who it is that's keeping me. I often remind people of this song sometimes, if I'm too high, Lord, please bring me down. But my motto is, you don't have to ask him to bring you down. If you get too high, he automatically going to bring us down, amen. So, amen. I won't say amen where God can use me. We bless the Lord for all of you tonight, some of who delivered. Amen is on the line tonight, and others, amen, in the Lord. We just appreciate God for all things. Amen. And we're not going to talk about nothing but the word tonight. Amen. Amen. We yet know, amen, as I elaborate on a few things that were spoken on last night, we yet know and we realize the time that we are in now. Amen. And I heard Mr. Bradley was saying how Storm had got married and how Storm, amen, had gotten saved, and that's just what we need to do. We're not in the place where God would have us and be pleased with us. Amen. It's time, amen, to do better. It's time, amen, to ask the Lord, what would you have me to do? A lot of times and a lot of things we're doing, we already know, amen, it's not of God. I need to know it's time to make a change. It's time to make a change, amen. Make our bed up, amen, hallelujah, somebody. Because we got to know, amen, Jesus has got an eye on us, amen. And we want him to be pleased with us whenever, amen, he calls us, amen. Let me say this. I hear so many people say, amen, that they wish they members or family members and all of that, amen, and all of that, even if they have departed from the earth, they wish them all happy heavenly birthday. Amen. But people, let's check our standby sometime. Amen. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Amen. I do read in the Bible, and I know that it speaks of heaven and it speaks of a hell. But I'm going to be honest, amen, tonight. Amen. I don't know how nobody else feels about it, but I believe somebody else will feel the same way. Amen. All we can do tonight is look to the hills from which coming our help and pray that our family members or whoever they are with the heaven, amen. Because we really think about it, we don't even know. Amen. I don't think we do. We don't even know. Amen. And I pray they do. And I pray that they are there. Amen. But my point is, we if we paid attention, sometimes we are taking God's place. We see things that we're not sure about, just things that we imagine in the food in our minds, amen. So we have to know and understand, amen, what we are saying sometimes and what we have in our heart. Because what? We don't want to be deceived. If we think everybody is going where we want them to go, let me say this to you tonight. I can do anything I want to do and still go there, amen. But not so. Not so. Amen. So we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. I just glad to throw that in there. Amen. Because we're living in times now where we never know that the day of the hour. But let me give you a little nugget tonight, because we're going to talk on our words and what we say tonight. And God, we thank you now. We bless your holy name. You speak, Lord, as I open my mouth. Bless your people with the word in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to receive it. And we thank you for it. We got to be careful for when you speak. Because when we speak, we create a world around us. We create a world around us with our words. Okay? So we have to be careful what we speak. Amen. And we're going to go into the word Mark 9:23. The word of God says tonight, first of all, Jesus said unto him, he's saying unto us tonight, I can believe all things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible, but we have to believe. We can't just say something or assume something or think something or is going to happen or we want this or we want that. Amen. And expect it. But first of all, we have to be on a level with where God would have us, because the word of God says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it would be done unto you. Amen. So the word is saying tonight, when we abide in God and his word abide in us, God, of what we believe God for, what we speak, it should line up with the word of God. Because if it does, God is going to move in miraculous ways for us. Amen. And Jesus said 2,000 years ago, a man will have whatever he says. If he believes and not doubt in his heart, if he believes whatever he says, it will come to pass. And I think that's Mark 11:23. It says here, verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. First of all, we got to have faith. We got to have faith in God. But how can we have a faith in God, the faith in God, when we don't really have a relationship with God? You have only what we know and who we know. You can't have the faith that we should have when that relationship is not there. When we don't know him, we can't have the faith. That's why I can't imagine. I often think about how a lot of time a lot of people will call us up, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't quote me wrong. And say, pray for me. Pray for me. Okay, we're going to see in a minute. But it says here that when we, amen, have faith in God, all things are possible. And as I told somebody a few days ago, a lot of times, not saying we're not praying for one another, because I believe, amen, I always have, because that's the spirit she carries. I believe Minister Booker prayed for me. Just call her name. No hard feelings, amen, for nobody else. I believe a minute you praying for me. But a lot of times when we asking people to pray for us, sometimes they forget. Sometimes they don't think about it anymore. Sometimes they forget what we even ask them to pray for. Amen. So we need to get in a place in God, get in a relationship with God that we can pray and believe for our faith. But the word goes on to say, verse 23 says that, for verily I say unto you, it's Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall ask, shall say unto this mountain, O many agree with me tonight that cancer is a mountain? How many agree with me tonight that lack is a mountain? Sickness is a mountain. Anything that's not tied with the word of God, amen, it's not for us. Amen, because we are the children of God. But first of all, whatever the mountain is tonight, the word of God didn't even tell us to pray. He told us to say. He told us, he's telling us tonight, you talk to the mountain. You speak to the mountain. Amen. You don't so much have to pray about it. He said, talk to it. Tell it what to do. So it says here, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Get out of my way. The word of God say, amen, that we resist the devil and he'll flee from us. A lot of times we as flesh and we just people. Amen. We talk about a thing more than we talk to it. We talk about it. See, if you talk about me or vice versa, you talking about me, come to my face and tell me what it is and how it is. And I'll know where I stand with you. I know that I can't play with you. I can't lie on you because you coming to me. And when we talk about the enemy in the mountain, amen, well, what you think I'm going to do to this for this? Or what you think? Sadie went to the doctor. I'm going to go to the same doctor she did. It's where we're losing out what God has got for us. Sit down, amen, and talk to this mountain. Whatever it is, if it's cancer, if it's high blood pressure, if nobody said, amen, that the people of God, amen, wouldn't be kind of aggravated with some of these things in the earth. Because Proverbs 26:2 says the curse causally shall not come. The curse causally shall not come. That's Proverbs 26:2. So long as we are walking in obedience to God, we haven't given the curse a cause to come knocking on my door. Because we have already been delivered, amen. When we are in God, we have been delivered from the curse of the law. Whatever it is in our body, amen, or whatever we're going through, talk to it. Don't talk about it. He said, Kim, amen, he says, if we say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Faith is action, and we walk by faith. We live by faith. So when you speak a thing, amen, and you know it's rightfully yours in the word of God, however we want to say it, you know if it's rightfully yours, believe it. Believe what you say. Amen. Believe it, what we say. It is one thing I have learned now through the years about the people of God. We can believe God for money. We can believe God for a house. We can believe God for a car. But we cannot believe God for divine healing. And sometimes we will get kind of upset because, first of all, you got to see it. You got to see yourself healed when you heard it. This is what we said some of last night on the imagination. What are you imagining? Do you see yourself sick? Do you see cancer? Amen. But we have to see ourselves. Even when we are hurting, we have to see ourselves healed. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we have to know and understand it because this is the word of God. Amen. Just briefly, April, I was food poisoning. And people of God, I was a sick woman to leave here. Nobody really knew it, but a few of the people that Truth and Lyrics, thank God for them. And they called me and just knew I was sick because I didn't call nobody, but they called me. They didn't know I was sick, but after they called me, they knew I was. So this is what I'm saying. The curse don't come. Sickness don't knock on our door. It's going to dance around in our living room. But it don't have to kill us. Amen. So it's definitely going to come because we in the flesh. We still people. But Proverbs 26:2 says it'll try to come. But if we haven't given it any reason, it can't come. It can't take us out of here. And I laid in my bed for 3 days. No food, no water, no anything. Because I couldn't take it. I was sick. Okay? We know the scripture said don't let the inhabitants take you sick day in the book of Isaiah. But I'm speaking in the past. I'm not speaking present. You will never hear me say, I am sick. You will hear me say, I work, but am, because we have what we say. Okay? So we're looking here. But the word says, but either way, when I made up my mind, and I'm coming out of this bed, it took me about a week and a half to get back at myself. But I came up out of that bed, people of God. Amen. And my son was on the line, was calling me. He might be on the line now. I know he was on there last night. But he called me, and I told him, he said, well, how you doing? I said, I just want to rest. Phone? I just didn't want to hear nobody. I just want to see people. But when I made up my mind, they were doing the resurrection season, doing that season. I'm like many others. I don't so much believe in Easter eggs and Easter baskets and all that. I don't believe in it. But I talked to the enemy that night, that Friday night, and I told him, I said, this is resurrection season. I'm talking about nobody here in my house but me. I said, this is resurrection season. I said, now, if Jesus rose, I'm going to rise. I'm going to rise. And God be glory. And I said, Satan, get out of my bedroom, get out of my house, and I command you go now in the name of Jesus. And when I woke the next morning, I woke, my eyes come half open, just snap of your finger. I'm in a deep sleep. My eyes snapped open and I was awake. Usually when we wake up in the morning, we toss and turn a little bit. We're awake. We don't even open our eyes a lot of times. But when I woke that morning, my eyes snapped open, just like, bam. And people of God, the sun was shining in my bedroom, looked like, and something was. Because I like a dog. I like to sleep in the dark. But and I woke up, I said, oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I was living the day before that. But to me, it seemed like I had been off somewhere and come back. I was just that sick. I didn't get a chance to tighten up on me because I didn't speak the word. I'm sick. I didn't speak the word. I will never say that. I might say, well, you know, I'm not feeling like I should, but I'm sick, and I'm this here, and I got this. We don't do that. Amen. Because when we do it, we giving the enemy every time we say it. And don't think it's not an enemy. If it's not, why are all these people dying? Amen. Why are so many people crazy? Amen. It's an enemy. And some people say, well, I don't believe in the devil. Well, don't believe in it. Okay? If he mess with Job, he going to mess with you and me. All right. So when we talk, his talk, when he taught, when we taught what he is doing, when we taught that how I'm hurting, we bring him on the scene. That's his talk. We bring him on the scene. But when we say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm here, we bring God on the scene. God follows his word. And the enemy follows his word. God is not negative. He's a positive God. But the enemy, when we talk negative talk, we on the enemy territory then. Amen. So a lot of times we speak, we dig a ditch or a hole, as we want to say, that's word, with our mouth. What we say is what's going to happen. Amen. If we say what's right, it's right. If we say what's wrong, it's wrong. Because we spoke it. We spoke it. It's very important, amen, to watch what we say. Before we say what the enemy say, that's what he's saying. She said she's sick. I got her now. I got her. If she just hadn't said that, I was nothing I could do. I just wanted him to say that. I showed up. Amen. And he accepted me. She accepted me because she spoke it out of her mouth. She let me know that I'm getting next to her. Amen. I didn't know the word of God says we live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. But if we live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, we die by the every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the devil. Or the enemy, or whatever we say, adversary. He got me the name. Or whatever we want to call it. When we say, I never will get there, or I never will have that, or I never will have this or that, we have already cursed our own self. We've already cursed our own self. And just because something he says here, he says here that we have what we say if we don't got it in our heart. We have what we say. So if we don't doubt in our heart that we have cancer, we got it. We got it. Because we said it, and you can't nobody tell you no better. You don't have that. You don't have that. Teaching is what we say. The more we speak of a thing, the more it comes reality to us. The more if you talk positive talk, you're going to live a positive life. But if you talk negative talk all the time, that's the life you're going to live. It just comes automatically. And the word says here, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Well, how can you believe you receive a healing when you still hurt? The word says, and I didn't say that. He said, when you pray, believe that you have what we pray. Okay, when we pray, what are we praying? Are we just pleading with God? Lord, please heal me. Lord, you know I got this. And Lord, you know I got that. Well, when we get up, that's what we going to have. When we were there praying, we pleaded with God. Amen. Oh, God, heal me. I have cancer. I have this. I have that. He just told you to speak to it. And he just told us, amen, therefore I say unto you, what do you want? Do you desire to be healed? If you desire to be healed, speak healing. Talk healing. Healing and sickness cannot stay in the same room. Faith and doubt cannot live in the same house. So we have to speak it. And he says here, if we believe, and when you stand praying, forgive. And just, okay. You mad with everybody. We upset with everybody. We upset with what somebody did to us 20 years ago. But we want them. We pray it. And we expect God to move. We expect to get what we're going after in him. But you haven't forgiven me for what I did before you, for you 20 years ago. But you still prayed it. And the scripture said, if we regard iniquity, if a man regard iniquity in his heart, God won't hear you. And we still, so we have gotten in a place as people, as a nation. We have gotten in a place where we think or act like we can control God. Not so. We're going to have to abide in this word and speak a thing, amen, and it shall come to pass. A lot of people have been praying for 20 years for the same thing. It hadn't gotten an answer yet. It's time to put the word of God on that situation. A lot of times, amen, we praying and we're not believing. We haven't forgiven. We haven't gotten right with God. And we want to, well, God is doing just what he said he would do. If God said he would bless us, he would do it. He's a God that cannot and will not lie. So why are we not getting what God has promised us? I'm talking to myself now. Something going on. Help me, Lord, to see what's going on with me. Because it's been too long. And like we say a lot of times, a lot of people say, I'm waiting on God. Where does he have to come from? God's spirit is with every one of us right now. We don't have to come. He said he is close to us as the word is in our mouth. He's just as close. So where does he have to come from? We've been waiting on God for 10 years to heal us. No. He told you to speak to that mountain. If you had spoken to it 9 years ago, it would be gone and believe and clean up our heart, clean up our mind, love like the Bible says. Can't get anything from God doing just anything. We have to clean up. He says here that when you stand praying, forgive if you have an ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you. Oh, I asked the Lord to forgive me. You ain't forgiven because you hadn't forgiven me. I haven't forgiven you. You're deceiving yourself because this is word. I didn't say this. He said, if you have ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you. Your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Well, if we're not forgiven, how are we going to heaven? How? I've been cutting up all my life. I've been mistreating people all my life. I've been dating women, husbands all my life. Okay? Amen? So, I'm not forgiven. I think I am. I'm not forgiven. In my spirit, that I am forgiven because I know God is a good God. No, but we got to ask for forgiveness. Sometimes you have to go to that person, personal. Because the Lord won't let us know that we got to go to this person, personal, what you done wrong, what I done wrong. I had to do it. Amen. But now, well, God knows my heart. He knows I have a heart, but yet and still, it's always something we have to do. It's always something we have to do. So we have to know and understand. Amen. We watch our words. Mark 4:27 and Mark 4:10, I got a few scriptures. I'm not gonna try to go into them all, but we know what it says. And he shall sleep and rise night and day. And remember this, your thoughts is a seed. Your what you think is a seed. Everything we do is a seed. We plant thoughts of evil. We plant thoughts of slack. We plant thoughts of plant. Thoughts of not having what God has spoken. We don't realize we plant seeds. Because the scripture says, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So this is why nothing is coming to us. If God has promised us. Amen. So he says here, amen, even when we plant a seed, we plant the word of God. Okay? We plant the word of God. That's a seed. When we plant a word of negativism and all of that and doubt and all of that, that's a seed. When we speak that, or whatever we say, we have planted a seed. All right? So we need to start planting what the word of God. So he said here that, okay, Mark 4 and 10, 4 and 12, that seeing they, I'm just kind of moving through a little bit, seeing they may see, and not perceive. Seeing, we see, but we don't perceive. We look at the blessings God has for us, but we don't believe. We walk up and say, oh, I can't, like they did in the wilderness. I don't understand that. I just can't see that. I don't see myself with that. You know, dust and dust thing, it kills this here. They died. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't got nothing to do with them. That has nothing to do with you. I don't care, amen. I don't mean I don't care, but all the people died with corona, that does not have nothing to do with them. Don't have nothing to do with them. Show you how so negative some people are. I told a friend of mine here a few weeks ago, I told her, I said, you know, I haven't eaten an egg in, I don't know, a long time. Because I caught up that they were making me feel bad in the morning. I ate them two times and I said, it's that egg. It's that egg. I can't say what was wrong, but I haven't had one since. Really hadn't wanted one. Been a good while. And I told her that, she said, oh, well, I better stop eating eggs then. That ain't got nothing to do with you. What is me eating an egg got to do with you? So this is why we looking at these things, but we looking at them with our mind, not our spirit. We got to look with the spirit. You got to see. We got to see what God has promised us. No, we will never see it with the natural eye. But you got a spiritual eye. You got a spiritual being on the inside of us. So the natural-minded man, spiritual-minded thing, you got to see yourself healed. You got to see yourself with the money if you don't have $2 in your wallet or in our purse. Because God said it. So we miss God and we miss what he has promised us by looking at what we see with the natural eye. This is why a lot of people tripped out and still tripping out in this pandemic, because they looking at the people that died. Amen. They're looking at that. And when we don't remember or don't replay the word where God has said he was going to put all of this, take it off of us. By his stripes, we're healed. Too many people, they talking about God, but they, when things happen, They forget what he said. A lot of people know of God, but they don't know him. So we quote scripture. It's easy to quote scripture, and sometimes we will forget and say, oh, I didn't mean, well, you said it, okay? Says him. He says him. That that verse 14 says the sower, verse 13, my whole chapter, the 13th verse. He said here, the 14th verse, the sower for the seed. The soul is for the word. Are you a sower tonight? What are you sowing? Are you sowing what the doctor says? Are we sowing what we see with the natural eye? Amen. What are we sowing? The word of God says we sow the word. That's what we sow. We don't sow what they talk about on the news. The word of God. Amen. Because he said none of these things will come now. That's what he's saying. He said none of these things will come now. I believe. He told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, when the land gets sick and it's sick now. When the land gets sick, he knew the land was going to be sick before the word. We saw the word with our eyes. God do that. He said, when the land gets sick, his people, just my people that are called by my name, come of them faith. Pray. Seek my faith. John Cole. God got some wicked people. Oh, yeah. He said, turn from that wicked way. Turn from that wicked way. I see some stuff right now. As much as we have gone through, as much as we have had to believe God, as much as we have prophetic words over the people of God, and I really want to go there tonight, but I had to believe it by the Lord. We have to know that we got people in the land that's calling themselves men and women of God. Amen. Somebody might not like this, but I'm just telling you what the word says. You know, they're not of God. They'll come and tell you what does say the Lord, and the Lord is saying all the time, I didn't send them. They lying to you. I didn't send them. They come on their own. Because when we hear the word of God, And I give you a prophecy. If it does not line up with the Bible, throw it out of your category. Throw it out of your fire cabinet. Because I cannot say to you tonight or whoever, amen, or even my own children, I cannot say to you that God is going to bless you continually, because he's not gonna wink his eye always. We gotta come clean with God. As we come clean with God, we got some power. You don't have no power. We don't have no power of doing against God's will. And I want more. Amen. I want to hear more. Amen. Just a word. Because the Bible said the letter killeth, but the spirit give life. Everybody got a word now, people of God. Everybody has heard from God now. In these times, let them say it, tell it. But that's why we have to know the spirit and see if it's of God. So if we not in God, we don't know. We call right wrong. We call wrong right. And we don't know his ways. And we don't know him. Amen. If somebody, amen, got a seat of getting the amen when he walked into the house of God and never seen him before. Somebody got to have some discernment because these are the times we live in. But we want to speak the word. We want things to happen to us, but we don't want to come out of our skittish ways. So he told us, amen, there, amen, in Chronicles. When we do these things, amen, he'll heal the land. But no, we looking at what the world says. The world told us to take some shots. And that's what we do. But God didn't say that. The whole land is sick, not just with corona, but it's sick with sin. And sin brings on these other things. But we would rather tiptoe a little bit and play in the shallow water and do what the world tells us to do. That's just for a season. So instead of us believing God and turning from our ways, he said, my people, and I say that tonight, my people, it's talking to me too. Amen. So we not seeking his face. We in the line getting the corona test just like the world. Somebody say, ain't she bold? Amen. But we're just saying what the word says. Amen. He gives us that power. After we receive the Holy Ghost, we receive power. Do you have the Holy Ghost tonight? You don't have no power if you don't. We might think we do. That's what the word says. I didn't see no way else to get it in the word. And this is what's happening. We as people of God, that he has kept us, we a lot of times, we have fallen, amen, in the way with it. With the world, because we looking at how big the service is and all of that, and but I thank God. Let me say this, amen. And as I was getting ready to say, I pray somebody pick that up. And he should sleep when we speak a word, when we plant a seed, when we sow a seed. Okay, you look in the natural and see that with your natural mind. You go out here this evening, you plant a seed. You go out there, you plant some peas or whatever, even in the natural. But we're talking about the seed, the word of God tonight. Amen. I will have money. I will not be broke. Oh, I don't know. I just look like the Lord don't care nothing about me. We got to put all this away. He has no respect for a person. Amen. But when we plant this seed, the scripture says that we shall go to sleep, amen, go to sleep, and look at the scripture I'm talking. We shall go to sleep, and we're going to ride day and night, okay? This is 4 and 26. The word says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Nothing is coming up if we don't plant a seed. Nothing is going to happen. The mountain is not going to move except we say so. Talk to us. You know, the doctor said, you know, I got this or I got that. I don't even like to make parables of it because I just don't. I got this or I got that. And y'all pray for me. But he told us to put the word on me. That's what he said. He really didn't tell me to ask nobody to pray for me. He told me to speak to it. Okay? So he said here, he said, kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise day and night. And he's going to sleep and he's going to rise day and night. You cast the seed into the ground. You have spoken the word. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen Friday. But don't take your seed out of the ground by changing your word. Because when we go and say, well, don't look like that boy gonna be saved. Don't look like I just pray so hard and just look like we didn't work. You already done messed it up. We have. Because we planted the seed, the prophet told us the child gonna be saved. All right. Open your mouth and speak a word. Speak a prophetic word to yourself, to your family, in your household. Okay? If the child go and cut the climb, oh, that boy, he ain't going to do nothing. We already done messed up. Because you threw your seed up out the ground. Because it didn't happen tomorrow. The scripture is saying tonight, we're going to sleep day and night. And the seed gonna spring up and grow up, and we don't know how. Don't try to figure out how. You just plant the seed. We just speak the word. Don't, well, I don't see that. I can't understand that. I can't understand. Lord, have mercy. Help me tonight, Jesus. I can't understand that. My neighbor down the street, it killed her. This ain't got nothing to do with you. And I say, you ain't talking to y'all on the line. I'm talking to life as a whole. Amen. So we see you go to sleep and you say, well, it ain't happened yet. You go back to sleep tonight, it ain't happened yet. We go back to sleep tonight, wake up next month, it ain't happened yet. You planted the seed. Let it stay in the ground by not speaking on it, the wrong thing. You planted it. Some things, it takes longer to grind than others. I'm telling somebody the other week, or people are just like nuts. Nuts what you eat. You mean? Some people, it takes a hammer to crack a nut. I mean, some nuts, it takes a hammer to crack. Now, peanuts, we can take them and crack them in between our thumb and our second finger there. But, or then we have to get a nutcracker for them Brazils and Brazil nuts and all that. We got all of that. That's what people are. Some people, you don't crack them overnight. The word, amen, whatever it is, amen, don't change your confession. When you change, we change our confession, amen, we give it back. We have aborted it. When I say I'm going to do this, I'm going to have this, and when we say we're going to do this, my child going to be saved, and he might go out there and smoke him a joint tomorrow. Never smoked before. That's the devil. He wants you to change your confession. Because he knows once you change it, it's all over. That's how he gets us. Once we change it, you spoke last night, I spoke, yeah, my child going to be saved. He going to preach the word. So the scripture is telling us here, amen, don't try to figure it out. Just keep your seed in the ground. Plant your seed, put it in the ground. If the doctor say, we got, I got cancer, and I go back next week, and he said, well, I see it getting worse. Oh, I just spoke healing. And I know the scripture says I'm here. I spoke it 2 months ago. Amen. I spoke it 2 months ago. But the enemy gonna come. He got to throw his little wrench in there. We got to stay with the word of God. So when we sow a seed, we sow the word. Not what the enemy says. Not negative stuff. And we don't know how God's going to do it. Verse 27 says, we go to sleep and we wake up and still ain't, it ain't, it, we don't see nothing. We even walk out there and look at the garden. And I remember that's how my dad used to do. He'd walk out there and check his little turnip greens and little collard plants every morning or every evening, and sometimes it ain't looking so good. But he yet believed. You go out there later on, it's brightened up. I see life. I've had too many plants to die, green plants from a plant lover. I'm talking about die. They look dead to me. So when I work with them and start watering them and talking to them, it takes a while. But later on, you see a little green sprout sticking up. And when you see that green sprout, you know then, it's life still there. So we have to know, see, and understand. But what we want it now. We don't want to wait for it. We don't want to work for it. We don't want to believe for it. And we just want somebody else to just pray. Some people don't even want to pray. Pray for me. They don't want to pray. They want us to do all the work, and they get the result. So we don't, what we want it right now. I'm going to say, for the earth bring forth the fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. It's a place we have to go through to get, it's some stages you have to go through, we do, to get what God has promised us. Some things you don't get the snap of your fingers. But when the fruit is brought forth immediately, he put in the sticker because the harvest is come. And he said, well, until shall we like the kingdom of God, is what what compassion should we compare? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, we know how small a mustard seed is. When it is sown, it grows up and it becomes greater than all earth. So that little mustard seed is showing out. It has everything. You speak a word. Some people say, that ain't nothing you say it. If you, that's what you want, that's what you believe, speak it. Put it in the ground, amen. And he says here that, and shoot it out great branches so the fire of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. When we speak the word of God, somebody gonna hear. Somebody gonna live by it. But when we talk negative stuff with, I don't know. Yes, we do know. We have everything we need in the word of God. And don't ever speak a word that the enemy can use against us and then say, I was just praying. It's gone now. You don't put it out there. It's gone now. That's the reason we don't play as people in faith of God. Oh, I was just teasing, and he definitely told us don't do that. Amen. I don't care how much you say it to children, other young men and women. Never tell that child you won't never be nobody. But you this time next year you'll be a junior. We don't talk that. I don't care how you look to me. I don't care how you want to cut up. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a millionaire. I have spoken. It ain't nothing you can do about it. I don't care. You're going to preach the word of God. You're going to work in the kingdom of God. But we go by what we see. I'm telling you, a lot of things the Lord has promised us, we don't see ourselves with them. Mm-hmm. We see what we see where we are at. And our mind and our spirit is going to keep us there. Because what we have, what we believe, and we have to see before we receive. You got to see yourself healed. I don't care if your back bandaged up. You got to see yourself healed. Amen. I don't care. Amen. What? If the house you live in, you know it's better for you. You got to see it. Who am I going to do that for me? Here I am here. You got to see it. Our spirit goes out and brings back into us what we sent it out there to do. So we have to see it. Amen. We have to know and understand that. So quit saying we gonna. Well, I'm gonna leave it up to the Lord. I'm waiting. I know God gonna come. God don't hear me. Again, I say we already hear him. You know why you think you're not here? Because of the way you feel. But that's not what the word says. So we start thinking we hear. We wake up one night. You don't feel the pain no more. I've been there. I'll give you a quick testimony. It's a great testimony. I think she should be on the line tonight. That's a new cattle. Her sister, they was getting ready to cut one of her legs off here, about 3 or 4 months ago. They had set her up to cut her leg off. Her sister, Deborah. And we prayed Sunday, and Deborah was there. And this is how the enemy is doing us, people of God, and even in this pandemic. I have to get up and walk a little bit. Even in this pandemic, we don't let the enemy trick us if we're not very watchful. Everything he tells us to do, we're going to undo. We know anything, we're going to be accepted to the law of the beast. And it's going to be too late to get out when we realize what we have done. We got to believe God. I don't care how bad the situation looks. We got to believe God. But I called Deborah up that Sunday, and I prayed for her. She didn't ask me. I prayed for her. And I know just what the word is saying tonight. Open your mouth and speak a word. She has made up her mind to get her, let her leg be amputated. Okay? And I prayed. We prayed. And when she went to walk out to February, I told her, I said, Deborah, don't you let them folks cut your leg off. Don't you do that. And we still, because she has made up her mind to do it. Yes. And they told her, if you want to live, we're going to have to amputate this leg. Okay? So God called her after we prayed and spoke the word, and she changed her mind. She went to the doctor the following week, probably the next day, I forgot that, but I think Mr. Buchanan, she didn't. And she told the doctor, she said, if I change my mind, she said, I'm going to wait and see what God going to do. Okay? Well, we she said, no, she said, I changed my mind. I'm going to wait and see what God can do. And they did what they were going to do there in Mobile, and they sent her home. But let us go in there and clean it out. Let us go in there and clean out bacteria in your knee. I think it will. Let us go. Well, why couldn't you do that in the beginning? Why y'all didn't do that in the beginning? Okay? So they went in there and cleaned it out or whatever they did, put a stent, I think I'm saying it right, in a leg, and she kept going back. Oh, it's looking better. This the doctor talking. But what if she had made haste and let those doctors amputate her leg? The scripture says, believe the prophet and you shall prosper. The Lord gave the revelation on that last week. If a prophet tells you something, or a person that's sent from God, amen, you can look for it to come to pass, but you got to believe. It was impossible. Should have looked impossible. It kind of looked something like to us. Because the leg looked a mess. But still, she's doing good. She's still here. And they say it's healed. The same doctor was going to amputate it. Speak the word. Plant a seed. And don't go out there tomorrow. If you have spoken the word, we have spoken the word, it's going to come to pass. But speak what God has said. Nothing but what God has said. Amen. And when we do go to doctors and they ask you, you ever notice they ask you, do are you a diabetic? I don't know. That's what I'm here for. Are you this? Are you that? That the enemy wants you to say, yes, I am. Once you say, yes, I am, he got hold of you then. But if the doctor, let him tell you, no, God, we open our mouth. And we're not closing. Mouths you have in your life tonight. It might be sickness. It might be slack. Whatever. Start talking to it. Speak the word. Don't ever think that we are at a place that when we speak a word, don't look at how the situation looks. It just looks bad. Speak the word. Wish I had time to go to some more stuff. But James said, our tongue lets us look. The scripture tells us when we talk, we either speak life or death. What are we speaking tonight? Just our tongue in our mouth, and it's the littlest thing on our body, except our, it's the littlest thing on our body, really. But it messes up. Five. It'll send stuff out or easy to bring stuff in. Whatever we speak. What are we speaking tonight? Move the mountains with your words. Plant it. Sow the seed. Sow the seed, and that's the word of God. Don't talk nothing but his will. And when you talk it enough, you're going to believe it. Because things don't go to happen. And you're going to believe it. But we speak, look for something to happen. Get in the word. See what the word is.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God tonight, people of God. We give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, this is a very, very profound word. This is a very profound word on tonight. Amen. The woman of God has said so much. Amen. And it has come. The word has dropped down unto us on tonight. Amen. For us to examine our prayer life, to examine, amen, what we are receiving, to examine what we're saying, to examine what we're doing. Amen. Glory be to God. But tonight, people of God, amen, as the woman of God has said, amen, we've got to watch what we say. And as she began to talk, as she began to teach, this is such a profound teaching on tonight. And it's really what we need as people of God. It's what we need. I have been hearing so many people have been so frustrated, very frustrated in their prayer lives. And as the woman of God said, praying and praying and praying, and nothing is happening. Amen. Glory to God. But even as the woman of God was saying, amen, we've got to speak to the mountain. We've got to speak to the mountain. Amen. Glory be to God. And this broadcast goes further over now into 30 more minutes. But I wanted to stop, amen, right here to say, people of God, and I've been studying and I've been looking and I've been praying and I've really been seeking God as well. And even though this word has come before, amen, but when, how many know that when we are ready, the teacher will appear. Now, this word tonight is so profound. It's not a preach word, but it is a teach word. And it is a word that can help us, people of God, to shift to the next level. Now, some people, amen, couldn't receive it because it's a teach word. But people of God, let me tell you something. It's what we need for this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. The woman of God made reference to the sower. She made reference to the seed. She made reference to, amen, forgiveness and how we have to forgive, amen, in order to be forgiven. In the midst of all of this, as the woman of God was going forth, amen, I began to think about my prayer life. I begin to think about where God is taking us. I begin to think about even during this fast, during this 21-day fast, really examining prayer, really examining what we're doing. And as she even began to say, our thoughts are seeds. Our thinking becomes a seed. People of God, the Word of God says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. What I begin to look, and as I begin to examine, even in prayer, a lot of times we are saying one thing out of our mouths, but our heart is not lined up with what we're saying. So we're saying it, and we're thinking that we're believing it, but our mind and our heart must line up as one. Our heart, our mind, our spirit must line up as one. If either one of those are out of or not in perfect alignment, people of God, then we're missing it. We're missing it. And listen, this is why the Word of God says that we got to cast down imagination. The woman of God talked about taking the Word of God, taking the Word of God. What does God say? We read it, we see it with our mind, but do we believe it with our heart? Do we really believe it with our heart? Now, I want to say something that I think this is a very integral part of even what the woman of God is saying. And it's simple. People of God, is so simple, but we will miss it. The enemy will cause us to miss it. The enemy will cause us to miss it, people of God, but the Lord wants us to hear it tonight. And this is so simple. The woman of God talked about, listen at this. You take a farmer, you take a sower. He has seed in his hand. The seed that he has in his hand, in his mind, he already knows what that seed should produce. Follow me. Walk with me now. He already knows what that seed should produce. Seed now he puts in the ground. That seed now, we put it in our mind. We put it in our heart. We let it rest in our spirit. The sower puts the ground, the seed in the ground. As the woman says, woman of God says, he goes back. He goes back. He's looking for. He's expecting. He's expecting the seed to produce in his mind, because in his hand, glory to God, in our prayer, when we go to God, we have an expectancy of what it should be. We have an expectancy. So if we are believing God for a car, we're believing God, as the woman of God say, for healing. Amen. We've got to already see the car. We've got to see. And listen, what we have to do with our minds, and listen, people of God, this is how the enemy tricks us. We have got to have that same expectancy. If we're believing God for healing, we got to already see ourselves healed. We got to already see ourselves up. We got to see ourselves walking around. We got to see. Listen, we have got to set the environment of what we are expecting from the Lord. We pray and we petition God. Come on now. But listen, people of God, in our lives, we have got to set environment so that whatever we have or we're believing God for, that it will come and that it will manifest. We shall have what we say. The enemy always does come to get us, to try to get us to doubt. Those are seeds. Those are Listen, those are the tares that come to take the seed out of our minds and take the seed out of our spirit. Hello. So if we're believing God for a house, if we're believing God to move, if we're believing God, listen, people of God, we got to plant that seed in everything that we do. Everything that we do now in life should be in preparation for moving, whether it's cleaning up our credit, whether it's throwing out, getting ready, whether it's packing a box here or packing a box there. Glory be to God. Everything now, our actions should be making preparation for the blessing that we're expecting to receive from the Lord. Our prayer, our actions, will bring into manifestation that we're believing from the Lord. We have got to see it, as the woman of God said. We got to see it. And when we begin to move in that direction, we begin to act like, we begin to motion, we begin to walk like, to line up. It's no more, listen, it's no more, well, I'm believing God, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Our speech now, oh, I'm moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm healed. The current situation does not matter. The current situation does not matter. It's what our faith says. What seed are we expecting? That farmer has that seed in his hand. But before he put those seeds in those rows, already in his mind, as she said, he already sees the turnip. He already sees the carrot. He already sees the corn. He already sees the garden full. Sees the garden full of what is in his hand. Where does the action come in? The action comes in, he goes to the garden every day. He physically walks out to the garden every day. That is his expectancy. Do you hear me what I'm saying? And this is the missing link. This is the missing link, people of God, to a lot of prayers, glory to God, that have not been manifested in our lives. Right there, the seed in his hand, the word of God, what God has promised, our prayers, petitions that we send before God, that we send unto him, goes in the ground in our minds. We believe God by faith. Glory to God. We believe God by faith. Amen. And what we pray, that's what we say. So when that seed goes in the ground, people of God, that action of going as that farmer does every day, going out to that garden looking for, that's the action. That's the missing link in a lot of our prayers. We're believing God for this. We're believing God for that. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to put action to it. We got to continue to look for it. We got to continue a harvest. And let me tell you something, people of God, even in the midst of that, a whole lot of foolishness. That's why we got to cast down imagination. We got to cast down doubt. We got to, listen, we got to bring ourselves circumspectly. It's like we got to pull in the reins. We got to pull in the reins. We got to be cognizant of what we've prayed and we've asked God for, because we got to go to the garden. We got to take motion. We got to walk towards what we are believing God for. And people of God, when we do these things, that's faith in action. That is faith in action. And when we do these things, people of God, we shall see the manifestation of a lot of our prayers. Glory be to God. A lot of our prayers, amen, we got to walk towards it. We got to set the environment. We got to feel it. We got to feel it like it's like we got it. We got to feel it. We got to put all into it. We got to put all into it. We're praying fervently. Glory to God. And God is moving, people of God. But the scripture declares, I wish above all things that thou will prosper and be in health. Everything, people of God, everything, glory to God, we shall have what we say when we become cognizant of what we pray. And our actions begin to line up with what we've prayed for. And when we do these things, people of God, you talking about seeing God manifested. You're talking about, we've heard people saying, even though I know a lot of you, amen, even in yourselves, amen, you think a thing and it comes to pass. It's right there. You think a thing. You don't even have to act. Amen. That's when you are in perfect alignment with God. When you're in perfect alignment. But people of God, we have got to come cognizant. We have got to think about what we're thinking about. We've got to think about what we're praying about. And what we've prayed about, we've got to walk towards it. We got to set the environment. We've got to set our lives. We got to set, glory to God, that we're expecting of God. We got to set it. We got to set it because we believe it. Glory be to God. We got to set it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because there's a manifestation that's awaiting us. God wants to bless us more than we want to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, I just had to, amen, to bring this point out to us on tonight. Amen. As the scripture declares, as a man thinketh, so is he. If this is what we prayed for and we think it, amen, glory be to God. Let me just say this right here. Let me give you another parable. You know how some people say, look at her. She thinks she's somewhere. See, people can look at you and see what you're thinking. A lot of times when they say that, they're being spiteful. But, example, so if you think that you are a millionaire, if you think, glory be to God, that your bank account is overflowing, that it's full. Amen. You think it, be it. You think it, be it. If you think that you are, amen, if you got some things going on in your body, you pray, you petition God, amen. If you think you're healed, be healed. I am healed. It doesn't matter. I am healed. The woman of God said, glory be to God, that, amen, about a week and a half, I believe she said, but she got up out of that bed. She got up out of that bed. Amen. Glory be to God. And this is what the Lord desires for us, people of God. This is what he desires for us. So tonight, people of God, take this word. Take this word tonight and examine. Let us examine our prayer life. Let us examine where we stand. Let us examine, people of God. Let us be like that farmer. Let us, amen, let us walk towards the blessing. Let us set the environment. Let us set the environment for our blessing. If we petition God, amen, glory to God, and he says, amen, that we shall have what we say, glory to God, when we pray and we believe, glory be to God, let us, people of God, let us put it to the test. Let us, glory be to God, and that's not testing God, amen, but that's let us ourselves come in line and let us examine what we've been doing. Let us examine our prayer life. We don't have to have a hidden miss. We don't have to have a hidden miss. Amen. But let us be cognizant of what we pray. Let us be cognizant. Amen. Let us think about what we're thinking about. And people of God, let us set the environment for our blessing. Amen. Let us set it. Clear the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Clear the atmosphere. Clear your mind. Amen. As the woman of God said, forgive that you can be forgiven. Because you don't want anything to hinder your blessings. Glory be to God. But the Lord wants to bless us, people of God. He wants to bless us. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture declares, amen, he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. He don't need, amen, wealth and riches. That, listen, when we get transitioned over into his kingdom, amen, Jesus, we don't need money. We don't need all of that. Glory be to God. But the Lord desires us to have it right here in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So as a woman of God, let us speak the word. Let us sow the word in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit, and let us move toward, let us make room. Let us be like that farmer. Let us be like that farmer and keep going out looking for the harvest, looking for the blessing. Let us keep moving toward, amen. Let us start setting, let us start cleaning out. Amen. Let us start moving aside. Amen. Let us watch what we say. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy come in and bring doubt. But people of God, let us do this. Let's take this challenge on tonight. I thank God for this word on tonight. Like I said, amen, it is a beautiful word. It is a powerful word. Amen. And to he that has ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on tonight. Hear what he's saying tonight, people of God. Hear what he's saying on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And I just cannot stress the parable. Amen. Because, see, the parable enables you to see it. It enables you to see it. Amen. Glory to God. That prayer, that petition that you send before God. Amen, Jesus. You take that. You take the word of God, the promises. Amen, that he has given unto you, the promises, amen, right there, amen, that prayer, that petition, amen, put it in the ground, put it in your mind, put it in your spirit, put it in your heart, line up with what God says, and be like that farmer, expect, go in action, look for it, keep looking for it, keep making room for it. Keep watching towards it, people of God, and watch and see what God perform, what he has said on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. There are testimonies on the line. Glory to God. There are so many testimonies on the line. Amen. Of God doing that very thing. Amen. Glory to God. God wants to bless you. It's God's time to bless you, people of God. It's God's time to bless you. Don't miss this opportunity of what God is saying to us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If you must, get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy. Amen. Get a copy. Get a copy. Get a copy. Amen. Listen to it over again. I'm telling you, this is a profound word. It is profound. Don't you miss it, because it's a teaching, because it's what we need. It is tools unto us, the people of God. This word straight out of God's kingdom. Kingdom, people of God, to bring manifestation unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't forget you can get a copy on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. You can text 912-253-9188. Amen. Our international listeners, you can text amen via WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. I really encourage everybody to get a copy, amen, except you've really taken good notes, amen. Glory be to God, the simplicity of the gospel, amen. This is what we need, people of God. This is what we need. When we examine our lives, amen, I've been at the point of frustration, praying, nothing happening, praying, what is, you know what I'm saying, glory be to God, but listen, people of God, this, I have found to be the key, this is the key, amen, glory be to God, so we give God thanks, we give God praise tonight, thank you, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God for, amen, for sticking it out. Amen. To hear the conclusion of the matter. Because God wants to bless us. Amen. He wants to bless us, people of God. He wants to bless us, but there are certain laws. There are certain things, amen, that God has already set in motion. And he will not go against his word. Amen. But I love the way the woman of God, she laid it out for us on tonight. She laid it out for us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So get your copy. Get your copy tonight. Amen, Jesus. Get your copy. Get your copy. Amen. Glory to God. So let us pray on tonight. Amen. We want you to, amen, examine yourself. Examine your prayer life. We don't have to have a hit and miss. Amen. But we want the windows of heaven to be open unto us. Windows of heaven to be open unto us. Glory be to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your word. We're thanking you tonight for your goodness. We're thanking you for your servant, the sower, on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for opening the way. We thank you for opening our hearts. We're thanking you for wisdom. We're thanking you for knowledge, and we're thanking you for understanding. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for those, your people, who will not be forgetful hearers, but will, as you said in the beginning, give an earnest heed, a more earnest heed unto what you have said on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for bringing us to the conclusion of the whole matter. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for bringing us, glory to God, to manifestation and power of your word. Father, now we're asking that you would bless your servant. Bless the woman of God. Bless her right now, right where she is. Father, we're asking that you would bless her overflowing and abundantly, we do pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking that you bless her going out. Bless her coming in. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to cause even so your face to shine upon her. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for the word, oh God, that you placed in her belly. We're thanking you tonight for the harvest. We're thanking you for the increase unto her in thy precious name, Jesus, and unto your people tonight that will hear, that will walk in your divine order. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you, each and every one of us tonight, cover this word. Cover the word that we received on tonight. Help us to walk in it. Help us to be it. Hey, glory to God. Help us to be the word that we've heard on tonight. And, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Now, Father, you promised your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for your word. Thanking you, glory to God, for the manifestation of what you've said unto us, your people. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We're asking that you hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. Go in peace. Go in peace. Plant your seed and expect a harvest. Plant that seed, that thought, that prayer, amen, that you, amen, give unto the Lord, amen, Jesus. Rest it in your mind. Rest it in your spirit. Rest it in your heart. Feel it and watch it come to pass. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. That does conclude. tonight's broadcast. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.